The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of the GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, investing in uncertain times. And sheesh, do we have uncertain times. I mean, the images of this week with Russia, Ukraine, it's hard to believe that here we are, another war. Awful. Of course, inflation's running in the background, higher oil prices, energy prices. We got it all. And these are definitely uncertain times. And there's some steps you should take. Again, we are not ignoring the fact of the lives lost in this battle so far. It's ugly. But I'm going to try to do the best I can to try to, you know, hold your hand through this, give you some advice as an investor and how you deal with today's topic, investing in uncertain times. And look, it's awful to see war, as again, on so many different levels. One thing I will tell you as an investor, don't make erratic moves. And that's easier said than done. Of course, it used to be a long time ago, we'd get an annual statement, then we get a quarterly statement. Then we get a monthly statement, and now we're looking at our accounts not only every day, but intraday, you know, 10 in the morning, how much is it down, and look at 1 p.m. Look, that's not going to help you probably, because at some level, you're going to hit the sell button and sell everything off after your hard work. And we know the markets historically have done pretty well. Again, we can't always say going forward that would be the case, but historically, the markets average 7 or 8% a year. Unfortunately, though, we know the market doesn't go up 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, make life easy, and it goes up 19.4. Minus 16.1, plus 9, minus 4, you know, these different kind of numbers. But I do know this. It doesn't help if we sell and panic. And if you think about some of the awful times we've gone through, even recently, you know, somewhat recently, March 2020, we started that month, the Dow at 29,000. It saw 18,000, 11,000 point drop. And that wasn't in a month. Actually, that was like 2 or 3 weeks. Now, did that help selling during that time? Like, believe me, I can understand if you did sell, at least rationally, because, gosh, you know, we didn't know what to think of the pandemic and what would happen next, and we're just trying to get our hands around it. But, again, as far as the market, when you see a straight line down, like we saw in 2008 with the financial crisis, like we saw the Persian Gulf War in 1990, and I could enumerate a whole bunch of different times when we had these awful scenarios in front of us and the market was selling off sharply. Any one of those points of which you sold, unless you're really good at getting back in, you missed a huge opportunity to way back up. And I feel like the analogy I always give on something like this, like March 2020, like 2008, other times, including now what's happening now with Russia, Ukraine, it's kind of you take a beach ball, you know, one of those big plastic beach balls that's blue, yellow, white, I think it is, and you go into a pool with it and you push it underwater, put pressure on it, and eventually leave the pressure alone and it comes flying out. The market's under quite a bit of pressure. We saw actually this past week on Thursday a huge turnaround. The Dow futures were down 800 points to turn around to be higher. NASDAQ futures were down, I think, down 300 points or so, and was up 400. Now, I'm not trying to predict which way the market's going to go. In fact, actually, there's still maybe some more downside action, so to speak, with everything that's going on. But I do know that eventually, like in those times, March 2020, like in the times of 2008, and now more recently, when we have these huge downturns, you know, be careful about selling into that. You're not going to get good prices there. In fact, historically, adding incrementally or reinvesting, we'll talk about that later, but doing some of those things proactively may be better. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning right here on WHUD. Today's topic, investing in uncertain times. Can this be any more uncertain? We have no idea how this war is going to play out. None whatsoever. It's already ugly. It's already disgusting. It's all of the above. I mean, there's talk maybe there's going to be some negotiations, but obviously it seems like Putin has no intent on negotiating anything. But that would be one of the ways out of this instead of going through the Ukraine and killing everybody. So we don't know exactly how this is going to play out, but we know it's going to take some time, most likely. And, you know, I do have to remind our listeners, too, because remember, we've gone through a lot as a country, you know, and we talk about historically over time, the market's done well, real estate's done well over time. Yet there's been a lot of awful things that have happened in our past, in our history in the U.S., including assassinations and wars and, you know, crazy things that sometimes you say, wow, sometimes west is east and east is west and up is down and down is up. And, you know, so but we've been through that. And the market over time goes higher. But these are the difficult times. You know, when the headlines are great like they were last summer, low volatility, the Fed was keeping rates at zero, we had stimulus coming through. You know, that was a great environment. That's a good time to, you know, enjoy the wind at your back. But remember, the market's like a Bronco. It's always going to try to kick you off. And I knew, like, last year, I would say end of summer, fall, it was getting kind of zany, as if stocks are not volatile enough. They started going into NFTs, cryptos, you know, crazy on crazy on crazy, going up the food chain of risk, which I always thought was enough risk, and it is in the market over time. But here we found, you know, investors getting giddy as if it's their, you know, birthright to make money in the market. Remember, the market's a Bronco. It's going to kick them off at some point. And we see that now. The Robinhood, sorry to call you guys out, Robinhood, great platform, but a lot of younger investors, and we're all once younger investors. But they were very speculative. Oh, I diversified my portfolio. Oh, how's that? I have two stocks. Okay. We saw a lot of that. And those two stocks, you know, could have been GameStop or they could have been AMC, by the way, when I say a stock, I'm not recommending stocks, especially those stocks. But those were the high flyers. People were making a lot of money and people lost a lot of money on it. So we do have to kind of understand that our country's been through a lot. Our market's been through a lot. And one of the studies that really is quite pronounced, that most investors buy high and sell low. Let's think about that. When the market's setting records, it gets exciting. You know, oh, I'll take my money on the CD now, or oh, I'm finally going to do something here now the market's hot. Interesting, right? And I'm going to give you some science behind this. Oh, the market's reeling off because of a conflict. And you're going to see a lot of selling. March 2020, when you started the pandemic, the Dow's at 29,000, setting records, and record money flow into the market at 29,000. And then when it hit the skids and we're down to 18,000, tens of billions of dollars coming out of the market each day. That's my point. It's actually investors buying high, selling low. And after the break, I'll tell you how we could switch that up. We'll be right back, right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement, available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here, 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, investing in uncertain times. Oh boy, Russia, Ukraine invasion, the headlines are beyond ugly. We're going to dissect them and try to make you a better investor to get through this difficult time. And of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday. And I thank you, those who are whipping around, driving around right now, early hours, wee hours here on Sunday morning. I probably know many of you are essential workers, and I thank you for your service, especially during this crisis of COVID we've been through. Stay tuned for the Casey Show, the Health and Happiness Show coming up next. Also, from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're going to make a healthy, wealthy, wise hour. Now, before I get into today's topic again, you just heard Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. That's right. Not Your Father's Retirement. That book is free for the first 20 callers. Everything that's going on, I have chapters in there that talk about volatility, what mutual funds you should be looking at. I mean, a lot of the chapters there are on planning, but there's some that are going to really help you during these difficult times. So call 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. I wait for you to get a pen, paper, crayon, whatever you need. Now, again, we do this every Sunday morning. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here. Sometimes you can join us. Sometimes you can't. We understand that. And I think the book really kind of puts everything together. So it's 845-371-0101. You can get it as a paperback. You can get it as an ebook. You can also go on the website, whd.com, and get it there. So the first 20 callers, we'll get this book for free because, look, it sells on Amazon for $17.99, Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the early bird, that's you, gets the worm. 845-371-0101. Of course, on WHUD, the Hudson Valley Index Report, I give every morning around 8:25 after the traffic report on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And then at 6:15 now, Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He'll break down the national business news, what the indexes did, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, the local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. Take a break Saturday. We're back with you every Sunday morning. For more information about what we do and how we plan and so forth, MahoneyGPS.com is our website. MahoneyGPS.com. You can find prior radio shows right there. They call them podcasts now. My TV appearances, I did a lot this past week, as well as our newsletters, our books, information. Really, there's a lot of free information right there at MahoneyGPS.com. And right before the break, we were just touching on most investors are buying high, selling low. And how do I know that? I was mentioning when back in March 2020, we're setting records coming off a great 2019. And we're setting records. Dow Jones, 29,000. And we found our way all the way down to 18,000, 11,000 point drop. And I was doing the market reports on the Mike and Casey Show during that time. It was crazy. Down 2,000 points a day, down 500 the next, down to 1,200 the next. And we understand why. Look what happened. I mean, something we haven't seen anything like that in our lifetime. But getting back to trying to make you a better investor, maybe you should do a little bit different than what the herd is doing, because the herd, and again, I get it. This is panic, 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 March 2020. Now, that didn't rhyme, but that sounded kind of weird. March 2020. But on March 2020, that time coming into the year of 2020, there was a lot of optimism. Tens of billions of dollars are going in on a weekly basis into the market. This is according to TrimTabs. So these are real numbers. What TrimTabs do, they actually track money coming in the market, money leaving the market, and they have, you know, really great data on that. And so we found coming into the March of 2020, tens of billions of dollars going in, and we hit down 18,000 as a low. I think we closed the month maybe around 20,000 or so. But anyway, we saw tens of billions of dollars coming out. So how are you going to make money through it? How are you going to make money buying at, again, not you, but in general, the public and the numbers we see, but how are you going to make money buying at Dow 29,000 and then going in and selling at Dow, 18,000 or selling at Dow 20,000? That's not going to work. And we're trying to reverse that. So when you see this right now that's happening in front of us during these uncertain times, right, we're seeing this Russia, Ukraine inflation. We're seeing everything that's happening right in front of us. It is ugly. It is selling off. And we know, or we'll find out very soon from TrimTabs, that we're going to find a lot of investors were dumping shares, which at some point will be a low. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester in the Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. And today's timely topic, investing in uncertain times. And can this be any more uncertain than what we're seeing? Russia, Ukraine, inflation, the Fed, one thing after another. And now we've learned already that the masses are selling at the wrong time, buying at the wrong time with this kind of TrimTabs study. And at home, that's just say ding, 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 ding. Look, I understand what's happening right now and you're seeing your accounts go down. If you do want to make a change, I'd hate to sell it at the very low. I'd wait for some type of bounce. Maybe it comes next month or next quarter, who knows when. But again, markets run in cycles. When the market's very, very hot, I'm kind of like to throw a wet blanket on it. Remember that things don't always go up, you know? And then when markets are really, really, really down, I kind of cheerlead on the opposite side and try to remind you that we have this kind of reversion to mean. And so when everything's giddy, 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 like we were summertime in 2021 and into the fall, you know, that was kind of a giddy time. Maybe shave off some profits. And remember, here's the old saying that's going to help you also during markets like this. It's an old adage that says, markets go up by way of escalator, meaning a little bit at a time, but when they come down by way of elevator. 4, 5, 6 stories at a time, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months of earnings out the window. And the reason why that's important to understand that, and it happened again, and it happened in March 20, and it will happen again at some other point down the road, when incrementally we're making money and the statements look good and everything looks cozy, you know there's going to be an elevator at some point. This is how the cycles go. And you need to actually take some money off the table and prepare yourself. Again, not all, you're not selling, not trying to time it, but scalping off some profits on the side because you know we're going to get that elevator. And that elevator ride will actually present itself as a really good opportunity. So after the break, we'll talk more about escalators, elevators, talk about mutual funds, tactical approach. We have a lot coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement, available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, investing in uncertain times. Can these be any more uncertain? Russia, Ukraine war, ugly, beyond ugly. Inflation, higher energy costs, it goes on and on and on. Now, Mike Bennett just spoke about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. In that book, we talk about averaging in and escalators, elevators, volatility, how you make volatility your friend. So the first 20 callers will get that book for free. That's 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. Now, it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't, but when you can, pick up the phone, call our office, and I want to get as many books as I can out today. Come on, let's do this. 845-371-0101. Now, I'm going to help you be a better investor, especially the opportunities during uncertain times are enormous. When the market's going straight up, well, there's a lot more risk to the downside. We had this big whoosh down, some interesting opportunities have popped up, and we identify in a book how to find those. So again, 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And if you're zipping around, driving around, two hands on the wheel, you know, come back to your office or your home office, your laptop, and go to your favorite site, which is WHUD.com. Lower right-hand side, click on, you'll find your Mahoney Asset Management. If you are driving around today, Sunday morning, I know you're probably an essential worker. From all of us, thank you for what you do for us. Keep us safe. Now, after this show, of course, is the Casey Show. It's the Health and Happiness Show. So up next, I say from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning right around 8:25 after the traffic report on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. And around 6:15 on the Andy Bell Show, Bill Kugel, he'll give you the national business news with the indexes, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, and the local business news, as well as the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. Interesting, Hudson Valley Index is on par. It's down quite a bit like the S&P 500 this year. But it's interesting. There's sometimes that the Hudson Valley Index does better than the national average and vice versa. Now, all of our information, articles, free newsletters, my TV appearances, and I had a lot this past week, radio, which now they're called podcasts on the site. All this are free resources for you to go to Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, GPS.com. Why? Because we try to navigate you around these difficult markets, try to navigate when you plan for retirement, all those type of things. And our website itself is a kind of GPS to itself. So MahoneyGPS.com. So we're right before the break, I was discussing escalators and elevators and why it's kind of a cute saying, you know, markets go up by way of escalator, come down by way of elevator, which is all true. You know that. You've seen this happen before so many times. Oh my God, my statements look great. My statements, whoosh, down. I just get back 6 months, 8 months worth of statements. The reason why escalators and elevators are important, and no one has a crystal ball here, obviously, but as your account's going up and getting unbalanced, you start off, let's say, 50-50, half in stocks, half in bonds. Market makes this huge move up the escalator ride, and now you're 80% in stocks, 20% in bonds. You know what? You should consider rebalancing. And again, a lot of programs that we use have automatic rebalancing because, you know, you get busy. Life's busy, right? And this happens for you automatically when one asset class does really well. Take a little bit from it, add to the other one. And over time, the rebalancing does help out some volatility. And there's a lot of cases to be shown that actually helps out quite a bit. So now that we know the escalator ride up, and that's how it goes, a little bit at a time. June statement's good. July statement's good. August statement's good. And then whoosh, here comes the elevator. And it's going to happen again and again. And that elevator ride is synonymous with that trim tab study, which showed tens of billions of dollars coming out when the market does this elevator ride. Not good. And during that escalator ride, conversely, we spoke to you before about trim tabs, who measures money going in, money coming out of the market, tens of billions of dollars coming into the market when escalator ride's going up. So what's really interesting, there's definitely another way to play it. Again, you could try to do the rebalancing. You could try to understand escalators, elevators, shaving off some profits, get ready for the elevator right down. And you should be considering some of these things and also getting the book we spoke about. What also you can do is consider some of these funds that are out there. Mutual funds are out there. Morningstar, you probably heard them before. Oh, they're leaders in independent research mutual funds. They rate funds down from 5 stars to 1 stars, and that's another topic to itself. But what I want to pick up Morningstar, there's different categories Morningstar has. Excuse me, they have gold as a category. You could buy international funds, you could buy bond funds, you could buy large cap, small cap. I can go on and on and on. But the area that I want to kind of focus on in the last couple minutes we have here today is that of tactical funds. What are tactical funds? Tactical funds means they move money from stocks, bonds, and cash. You give them flexibility, in other words. Now, it's so crazy in this world. We have these mutual funds that, again, professionally managed. We love them. Diversification, we love them. But one little wrinkle is that most of these, 95% of these funds had to invest in stocks. I mean, they're named a stock fund. That makes sense. But then he handcuffed the money manager, he or she that doesn't like inflation or doesn't like to see things that are happening and want to go to cash, well, by prospectus, they cannot. So enter the world of tactical funds, in case you get stuck in jeopardy. But a tactical fund means that money manager, he or she, can move money into stocks when things are going well. Oh, kind of pause, rates going up, things are happening, put some money into cash and do that for you. There's no extra cost. This is the Morningstar category that most people don't know about. Everybody has a stock fund at work, and most people have some type of stock work through a 401k plan, through a 403b plan, if you had experience with stock funds. And again, I like stock funds because they are professional managed and I do like the diversification, but they fall short as far as I'm concerned. And that by prospectus, and I don't, hope you don't read a prospectus, it's the most boring thing you'll ever do. I'll do that for you. You'll find out that they have to have 95% in stocks. Yes, that's great when you have the escalator ride up. That's great when the market's doing well. Conversely, though, when the market's not doing well, you're kind of stuck there and there's really no kind of reallocation and what goes on there. Now, what can you do during these difficult times? Consider increasing your contributions, buying more shares at lower prices. Continue to reinvest. If you haven't sent your mutual funds or ETFs, whatever you have, on reinvestment, it's a good time to do that now as you're picking up shares a little bit cheaper. Again, if you have stocks and you have some losses, remember what you did before. Using a stop loss, or excuse me, I'm fighting off a cold here. So again, time goes by too fast. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation, Invest in Uncertain Times. More information about what we do is MahoneyGPS.com. Stay safe. Let's get through this together. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com. And listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.